Now, what is your name?
Charlie Brewer.
Charlie Brewer. I don't speak the Negro bad. And how long have you been living here, Charlie?
I've been living here not 2 years.
You've been living in Fayette County 2 years, you say?
I've been in Fayette County now going on 11 years.
11 years. Where were you born?
Born in Houston County.
And you a friend of Mr. B's, aren't you?
That's right.
And you say you're a preacher?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think that's wonderful. What denomination are you a preacher?
Missionary Baptist.
Missionary Baptist. Y'all yes. Believe in missionaries, don't you?
Yes.
To spread the gospel all over the world.
That's right.
How have you quit preaching there?
No, ma'am, I ain't gonna quit until I'm dead.
No, we're not supposed to, are we?
That's right.
Well, that's wonderful. Now you say
you must be starting coming back.
No, that's right. But once you put your hand to the plow, you shouldn't turn back, should you?
No, ma'am.
Well, Mr. friend,
yes.
I'm glad you stayed with him, 'cause it's nice to have company, isn't it?
That's right.
It's surely, and especially a good person, you know.
Yes.
So, I wonder if you would mind answering a few questions.
No, ma'am, I don't mind it.
All right. These are a few things that in our class we're going to ask you. And what different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Well, the field that I was raised up in, we had what you call good soil, rich soil, and then we had some what you may call medium-sized soil, and then poor soil.
All right. If there, now suppose you had land that was a bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you do to the land to get the water off?
Well, first thing with all, you would clear it up from the trees off it, and then elevate what you might call ditching it. Throw the water in one place, drain your water off, and that would give you a chance to cultivate that soil.
What would you call the thing that you dug?
I would call it a canal.
What would you call a shallow arm of the sea? A narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide.
Yeah. Repeat that again.
A shallow arm of the sea. Maybe a narrow bit of water that flows in and out.
What well, would I would call that a body, a lamb with water on it, not supporting as much water as the channel. That's what I would call
now,
that.
Now, just waiting for you. Hold up here. Let me put this down here. Put your foot on to hold your book. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Thank you. What do you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in the field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
I would call that a valley.
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain is cut out a channel across a road or field, you call that place what?
Gully.
See about the edge again, all the way around, up yonder too, hon.
What do you call a small stream of water? Just a small stream of water.
Branch.
Any other name?
Well, spring. You can use a spring head. A spring head flows a small stream than a branch.
Is there anything smaller than that you'd call?